finish each other's sandwiches. It's a quote from our favorite show. Finish each other's sandwiches. So now we claim it for our own. As we always think the same. So for now, that's the name.
I laugh every time I hear that. And I hear it, and I created that. Like, I'm like, man.
Still makes me laugh.
I've heard
care.
It 1,000 times.
Yes. And it's still
it's
hilarious.
It's still funny. So, how's it going, everybody?
Hello. This is Finish Each Other's
Sandwiches.
And I'm Grace.
I'm Joe James.
And today today we're sitting down with Andy Schneider.
Yes.
Did I say it right?
You did.
Good.
Of
okay,
Calder's
good.
Revolver's fame.
Limited fame.
But nonetheless, fame.
Local Denver band. Story with that real quick is we played a show with them as me playing drums and High by Gentry. And it was the first time I had seen a local band that actually like thoroughly impressed me. Like I was like,
it's true.
Holy shit, this is like I hadn't seen a good local band yet. And I had been here a few months and we had seen some shows and played some shows. And I was like, I just was thoroughly impressed. And I was like, all right, I got to hang out with these guys. We got to play more shows.
Mm-hmm. He came home and told me about it.
I got the album from you guys. And I was like, listening to it. And I was just like, this is fucking awesome. Like, I was really super psyched. So just fanboying out. And I'm a legit fan.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, man.
That's awful kind of you.
Oh, of course. It's true.
Yeah.
There we go.
The best thing was I was saying we should have a sound effect of the drum pad missing the
it's
sound.
It's just the click.
It's just the yeah.
That was you don't?
I know.
I thought that was intentional.
I know. See, it works. We should do that.
We should. I'll add it later.
So a little bit about you. Where are you from?
I'm from here. I'm from Denver.
Cool.
I was born in Denver.
Native.
One of the natives. Did you get the official native?
You get a branding, plate? Right?
The license plate?
Yeah.
Did I get the license plate?
Did you get the license
plate? I thought they have to hold you down and like brand you.
Yeah.
They do that
Russell
also.
Brand you.
And it's just a rectangular brand. That's it.
Yeah.
Very nondescript. Incidentally,
it's in the shape
similar
of Colorado,
to Wyoming.
Right.
It's very
right.
similar to Wyoming's brand.
And it's just an outline. It's not even a solid square. Like
you don't want to invest in all that. It's a lot of metal for that brand.
It's sort of like an Etch-A-Sketch. You can just put whatever you want in there after they make the brand.
Right, right.
Like, yeah.
That's the default
whatever you
Colorado
want it to be.
Tattoo, I think.
Not Colorado.
Not Wyoming. That's what
there you
put.
Go.
Not
yeah.
Wyoming.
Not Wyoming. Yes. No, I'm from here.
Cool.
I grew up here.
Went to school around here?
I went. I grew up
unless
in
Arvada. Unless you dropped out when you were really young.
I did.
School of Hard Knocks.
Yeah, in the suburbs of Denver. The real Hard Knocks.
In the suburbs of Cherry Hill when I was living on the streets. Cherry Creek, sorry.
Yeah, I grew up northwest side of town.
All right, cool.
Arvada
cool.
kind of area.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. We've been here like 2 years. We dig it.
It's pretty rad.
I'm
we
really
like
enjoying it out here.
I feel like I should move. Because I've been here my whole life,
right.
And I'm always like, oh. Man, I got to do something. But then I go other places, and I'm like, that's pretty good. I might stick around
it's
for a while.
It's true.
When you compare it to Wisconsin, you're like, this is actually pretty
I've only ever
nice
been
place.
To Wyoming.
Yeah. Just so I can show
incidentally,
off my...
Yeah. Only Wyoming. And it is way better.
I only go to Wyoming to show them my Colorado brand. I'm like, suck it, guys.
This ain't Wyoming.
Yeah, this right. ain't Wyoming. They're like, go back to where you came from.
Yeah, you guys are from New York? Is that where you moved from?
Well, kind of all over the place. But she's born and raised in Florida. I was born and raised in Pennsylvania. And then we both lived in New York for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're out here.
So. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, we like it a lot. We do. And not a lot of complaints, honestly. So, like, when did you start to, like, integrate yourself into the local music scene, if that kind of was an intentional
like playing music
memory?
Most of your life?
My dad plays in a blues band that's been around.
Oh,
he's
awesome.
Played in a blues band with the same dudes for, like, 40 years.
That's
nice.
Awesome.
And it's, like, the same core guys, which is kind of crazy that they're still, I guess, statistically alive, but also...
I'm just glad my dad's not dead.
But also know each other. That's
pretty
That's pretty cool.
That is awesome.
So, I was, like, a kid, you know... And they would have parties and stuff, and I'd hang out and watch them play. And then when I got old enough to like try, you know, learn playing an instrument, that was what I did. And I started, to start with, I had like a little ukulele, like a cardboard ukulele.
Nice.
And I was probably like 4 or 5.
Right.
Aww.
And everybody was like, oh, so fucking cute. And I'm like playing along, thinking I'm kicking ass. And then I turned like 7 or 8, and my dad got me like one of those little tiny little kid.
Like
small Stratocasters,
oh,
you know?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God, yes.
And we went to the band practice, and I was pumped because I was like, I'm going to plug this fucker in.
Right.
Do some work. And then I plugged it in and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing at all. Turns out I thought I was kicking ass this whole time. Wasn't kicking ass.
Right. You couldn't hear yourself.
Yeah, it was really bad.
So, this doesn't sound like my ukulele at all.
Yeah, that's why I kept telling him. I was like, you don't just turn me up. No, me. That's somebody else, obviously.
Clearly, that's someone else.
So then I started playing piano, actually, when I was a kid.
Oh, nice.
Probably about that same age, 8 or 9.
Okay.
And that parlayed into, like, a real nerdy phase of, like, going to jazz camps.
Right.
And things like that.
That's awesome. I'm jealous. Are there jazz camps near here?
There's one at CU Boulder. That's the one that I went to for a few years in the summertime.
That's awesome.
Which, that's
cool. Yeah, which actually was kind of cool. It was mostly just weird because I was, like, you know, 12 or 13 and there was a lot of adults that came to that, like, would fly in from out of the country.
Really?
Yeah. And it was, and you'd cool. like stay in the dorms there, and I was just like in a dorm with a dude that was like 30. I was like 12.
It's,
like,
really weird that they don't age restrict this.
Yeah,
at all.
I was like, do you have an attorney? Yeah.
Hindsight, that's fucked up.
Yeah. Anyway, block most of that out, moving on.
Yeah,
that's funny.
So that's kind of what I grew up doing, that stuff. And then I turned like 14 or 15 and I was like, you just don't get chicks playing piano.
Yeah, not piano.
In a band. Yeah, like Ben Folds wasn't exactly crushing.
Right.
No,
at the
right.
time, at least in the lady department.
And Elton John is gay, so we all know.
Yeah, right. It has a long history of not getting the ladies. So I was like, well, I'm going to play drums. That was what I decided.
Yes. Okay.
So then I played drums in a ska band.
Nice.
In town for like 5 years.
Wait, what was the name of the ska band?
It was called Action Shot.
Okay, nice. Good. They always have the best names. That's why I had to ask.
Yeah. And so we were like, you know, the Denver ska band for a long time. And then I played in a couple punk rock bands and stuff. And then, like,
all drumming?
Yeah, pretty much all drumming and all those.
Nice.
And then I was like, I don't really want to be a drummer anymore because I didn't really like doing that.
Right.
And so I was kind of looking to do something else. So I started playing keyboards in like a prog rock band. And then that's
bringing that jazz camp
and
back.
That's actually where I met some of the dudes that I know now. And that kind of parlayed into, you know, the current project, I guess.
Right.
Through some iterations. But
right. So now with Calder's, are you the main songwriter? Like,
yeah, I'm Brad, our guitar player, writes some of the riffs and stuff.
Okay.
In some of the tracks. But I would say more than half for sure I write.
Okay, cool.
And all the lyrics and all the vocal phrasings and
right.
that kind of stuff. Most of the arrangements, I like write horn parts. And
give them
sheet music and stuff like that.
That's all. Yeah, that's their jazz camp.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I was wondering.
That's awesome.
I was thinking the other day, I was like, thanks, jazz camp.
Thanks, jazz camp.
Thanks, 30-year-old guy I shared
thanks,
a room
Gary,
with.
Thanks, Gary. You were really nice.
I appreciate all the manhood you gave me.
That's what I liked the most about when I saw it. It was like so... you know, because obviously your dad probably had the blues influential there because it's very like bluesy, but then it has like a soul feel to it that like really stood out, and like your vocals are awesome and the horn arrangements were some of my favorite parts, and I was like, this is so cool. Like, I feel like you guys stood out from most of the bands because everybody's just kind of doing a similar thing. Either it's, you know, they have their genre and stuff like that, and I feel, I don't know, you guys just
like
stood
a hybrid
out
of sort of the few, which is amazing.
And it was, I dug it a lot. And so it's cool, like, that you write the horn parts and everything like that. Because that's stuff that, like, I love horns. And, like, we're trying to incorporate horns. But it's like, I don't know how to fucking play right horns. I just hear it. And I'm like, that sounds cool.
Right, right.
So, like, that's beyond me to, like, write a part.
It's interesting, dude. It's a weird process because I'm not, like, a sheet music guy.
Right.
That was the main reason I stopped kind of playing piano for a while, too.
Right.
It's like, it sucks to go sit down, especially reading like piano sheet music,
right?
With like two staffs, and,
right?
And like if it's really complicated stuff, dude, that sucks. That's not fun. That's just like that's
this
work.
Is hard.
That's work. It's not fun. So that was kind of why I bailed on it. But like, it definitely helps to go back and then like arranging stuff with, especially with horns, like they're in a different key.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you're like transposing stuff, and then
I
have to like constantly have them tell me, no, this is wrong.
Right.
Or like,
no.
Or I literally can't play that note on this instrument. I'm like, no, right. Yeah.
It's true. I remember I was my old band, we would do like folk stuff, and I was playing guitar and singing at the time, and my buddy played horns and he played keyboards. And I was like, oh, just play this. He's like, I can't, that's on a different instrument. Like, that's a, what do you call it? The one that's in the Beatles, the Penny Lane. It's not like a regular trumpet. It's like a higher up.
It's not a cornet. It's a piccolo
like that.
Trumpet?
I think that's what it was.
Oh, wow.
He's like, it's a piccolo trumpet. I'm like, so you just play it on the trumpet. And he's like, that's kind of different. It's like, all right.
My brain would literally explode if I did that.
So like that.
You don't
want to
see what happens when I do that.
I just was always like, you could make it work. They're like, that's not. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, I've learned definitely. That's been kind of cool.
Yeah,
more into like that world a little bit again.
Yeah. That's so how awesome. Long has Calder's been around? Like how long is this like in you know?
In our current iteration, I'm trying to think. I guess it would be 3-4 years, maybe.
Okay,
four
cool.
Years. Probably 4 years. Yeah.
Nice.
Something like that.
And do you have a family member in your band or is
I don't. I'm an only child. So.
Why did I think that that was? Because
you're wrong.
Maybe I know. I guess so. Oh, I'm thinking of the Partridge Family. Never mind.
We all have glasses. So
yeah.
It's kind of like a common
Are
thing.
Are you guys related?
It's like, oh, you're all white guys with beards and glasses, huh? All right, cool.
Must be related.
Right.
Yeah.
Must be from Colorado.
Yeah,
I don't know
exactly.
Why I thought that.
Must be in an age demographic in Colorado.
Similar age demographic. Not sure why I thought that, but okay, cool.
Yeah, so we covered most of your origin story. That's cool. Influences, I mean, as far as
talked
like
about
bands,
your dad.
Favorite bands, stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely my dad's band for sure.
Nice.
Like most of their stuff would always be, they did a lot of like top 40, you know, just like 60s hits.
Okay.
You know,
yeah, so, I can totally hear that. Influence.
So it's not as much, you know, like definitely a lot of blues tracks for sure. But,
right.
I don't know. Their guitar player is a dude that definitely I've, you know, stolen a lot of ideas from.
Thanks, guy.
Yeah, because that dude rules. He's this is a backstory. He's an interesting dude. He like when he was 19, he went on tour as the backing guitar player for John Lee Hooker.
Oh, okay,
neat.
And then he got like really high one night at a show, and came out on stage and he was like, "You get to play the one solo of the tour."
Right.
That you get to play because you otherwise you sit in the background and do nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and he was just like, and took off on something. And John Lee Hooker was like, "Nobody upstages John Lee Hooker."
Oh my gosh.
And then so he got fired from the band.
Oh my God.
Because he basically got like, you know, I don't know, coked out or something and like,
right.
Did some gnarly thing he shouldn't have done.
That's awesome though.
I guess it tastes. But so he's like, he's an awesome guitar player and he very much is into like the Chicago blues stuff. It's
right.
Kind of more what I grew up with, and that's like the stuff that I definitely steal from the most.
Yeah.
And you know, like Wilson Pickett and
uh-huh.
and a lot of those kind of guys.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. Chicago blues is one of my biggest things too. And
it's my jam, dude.
I love it. Going nice. There, visiting there a few times and just go to a random blues bar, see a random show, and it's always good. Just it's
yeah, it's
so
fun. There's something about I don't know, I've heard a lot of ideas about, you know, what makes it sound different, but there's something
right.
about just that style.
Right.
It's like more upbeat. It's more
yeah.
electric. You know what I mean? It's almost like a more of a precursor to the type of like, you know, blues rock bands like the Black Keys or stuff like that you hear
right.
now. It's almost more similar to that, I think, than, you know, to stuff in the South, which is tends to be a little bit more sort
twangier.
Of
yeah,
twangier.
Yeah,
more
rusty and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So there's something about that I kind of like. It has like almost by itself just sort of a soulful feel. Because a lot of it's like just more upbeat, I
yeah.
guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like
no,
fast,
totally.
Faster paced. You know, the riffs are a little bit different, that kind of stuff.
That's mm-hmm. awesome.
For sure. So do they still play together? Oh, sorry.
My dad's band? Yeah, actually.
Did they play live shows or do they?
Not anymore.
Basement it up?
Well, they did until about a year ago.
Oh, okay.
So, and they used to play, they would only play exclusively at this place called the Sports Inn, which if you haven't been, you missed out. Because it's sadly out of business, but it was
Aww.
Down off like Lowell and Hamden.
Okay.
Across from the mental institution down there.
Okay.
Convenient.
And it was literally a roadhouse. Like one of the
right.
only ones, like just a, it was basically in between the mental institution and like a trailer park was behind it. And it was like a gravel parking lot. Every time they played there, the cops came just to hang out and like kind of check on stuff. It was wild, dude. Like I've played a lot of shows like in other bands, like, you know, being like in front of the stage, and by far those were way crazier than any show.
Really?
Yeah. I'd be like,
Dad's
there was
party.
A 50% chance somebody got arrested there.
Really?
Literally half the time. Like the cops would come sometimes just to like check on warrants and shit and be like, "Oh man, you can't be out." Like grab a guy.
We know where to find him. He's at that show at the Roadhouse.
But I
got to
see his dad band.
Yeah, exactly. That was the thing that's so funny. It was like, "You guys came here?" All right. But it was really funny. They had like, you know, just cheap drinks and the old
right.
surly lady bartender that just try to kill you with booze.
Right.
It was
what do you
fun.
Want?
Yeah, it was pretty
That's
sweet.
Awesome.
But
I
yeah,
like
they
that.
Don't play anymore because the guy that owns it sold the place, I think.
Oh.
I assume.
To the mental institution.
Yeah. I assume to be temporary. Yeah.
To knock down to build another wing for the
right.
mental institution.
But yeah, that was an interesting place for sure.
That's awesome.
Sad we missed it.
Yeah, so, it's kind of a bummer.
That's really cool. So your dad's band is probably your favorite band.
I don't know. I've definitely had a lot of fun playing with his band.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. I like it. Well, so with your band, like what's what would you say is like your worst show maybe? Or well, it doesn't have to be with Calder's, but any
worst
other show.
Worst show.
It does.
Yeah,
know.
it could have been the ska band playing drums. And
oh,
fucking.
Oh God, yeah, we played one show in that ska band. There's a lot when you're in a ska band. There's That's a lot I, of bad shows.
I had a feeling.
There's a lot of bad shows, especially when it's like 2000.
I was just gonna say
or 2002, and you're in a ska band.
Once it's after 1998, it's like, what is it? What are you doing?
Yeah, I would tell you like relative. Yeah, exactly.
You're strictly banking on nostalgia at that point.
Well, like, and not even like there's not even enough time for it to be nostalgia. It's just like you're banking on people that like haven't understood that that's not cool anymore.
Yeah,
that's what we were banking on. Which is unfortunate.
They didn't get the notice. There you go. The memo.
Yeah. So, but those shows would always be pretty bad. But we had one for sure, and I'm trying to remember where it was at. It was at maybe Cervantes.
Okay.
Like we know the place.
Old Cervantes, or maybe at, it might have been at the Oriental Theater.
Really?
I think it might have been at the Oriental Theater.
I can see that.
And it was like some, as you do when you're like 17 and 18, it was like a benefit show.
Yeah. So like, I played many benefit shows.
Yeah, I'm going to play a benefit show.
Because there's like no drinking, and it's like underage. Like, yeah. Okay, yeah.
And clearly you don't understand that like as a band, at some point you could like try to make money. Or even there's an opportunity to do it sometimes.
Right.
So it's just like, yeah, we'll just play whatever, whenever, for whoever, which was our motto for a while. And
right.
As if anybody's trying to be in a band, that's a terrible motto. Don't follow that
worst
motto.
Yeah.
Motto.
Do not,
worst
do
motto
not,
ever.
Do not play anywhere for anyone at any time.
That's good you said that because I was just going to ask you what's the worst motto, but go ahead.
Yeah. That's right. So we were at the Oriental Theater and at this benefit show and they booked like, it was mostly like punk rock bands. And one of the bands got like so drunk on stage. They got up and it was like, you know, they were like, one of them would be like sitting with his legs hanging off the stage and the other's like sitting on top of his amp facing backwards. And they were literally so drunk, they could not play a song, one song to completion. Yet they had probably a 30-minute set.
Oh God.
So they sat up there and then it was like, and you know, everybody was kind of like, all right,
okay,
time to get off
thank
the stage.
You
know, like there was no enforcer with like a big hook or anything to pull
right.
him off, which would have been sweet.
But that guy was off that night.
Yeah, I guess. Old Hooky Joe.
Hooky Joe's off tonight. Why is it always with
yeah. That's they exactly bring him... what sound effect makes.
Yeah. Can we please have one of those on the drum pad?
Yeah, I'll find it.
So these dudes like were trying to get off the stage, and it was like people were moving their shit off for him because they were way too drunk to do anything.
Right.
And we started putting stuff up there, and they started like just taking the stuff off the stage and putting it other places and knocking, like, you know,
your stuff,
yeah, off the stage.
Oh my God!
And one of them like went into the back and was like standing at the back of the theater, not at the back of the theater, the back of the stage, like facing away from the crowd, and just peeing on the theater. And
that's a nice theater. I mean,
yeah, well, I mean, it's never really been that nice, but I mean, it's like
it's still a
venue
theater.
In town. It's like a it's a.
It's not a dive bar. It's a
no,
theater.
No, it's not rock bar, all
right?
Right. Where you expect to just walk through a puddle.
Yeah,
constantly.
Exactly. That was where I would expect that, but not at the Oriental. I mean, maybe, but
walk
that's,
through a sea of homeless people to get there.
To draw a picture.
Underneath the
it
motel.
Wasn't, yeah, it wasn't your local dive bar.
Exactly. So, yeah, so then a bouncer dude came up, I think, and grabbed that dude and threw him out in the alley. And then our
one of, pee, like
one of,
his
yeah,
dick
one
out.
Of, yeah, exactly, for real. And one of our one of the boys in our band, his older brother was like a... I don't know, just like a legendary Arvada skateboard dude.
Okay.
And he went outside and roughed him up pretty good.
With his board?
I was just going to say,
no,
he's
I
like
wish.
Skating
That'd
on him.
That'd been pretty badass.
Yeah.
He kick flips over him.
Yeah. I was just
going to
say.
In the face. No, that was probably the worst show. And then we got on stage and there was like nobody there.
Right. They all
surprise, they all left in the ridiculous commotion.
Right.
That's crazy.
That sucks in an opening band
like,
or
you feel
a
like
band
you have to be
before
punk
you.
Rock. I mean, I don't, that's weird. That's
You're
weird.
Not Gigi
I,
Allen.
You know,
get
yeah.
over yourself.
Well, that's the thing. Like if they could actually play the music, I think mm-hmm. people would have been like, this is the best fucking band ever, dude. They're so punk rock.
Right.
It's like they were so drunk that they couldn't even do it. You right. know, they couldn't play anything.
That's not punk rock.
No, that's not. That's just like, that's just sad.
That's just
that's
sad.
That's just sad punk rock.
That's just
it
sad.
Is.
Nobody
yeah.
wants
sad rock.
Sad. Nobody wants sad rock.
Sad rock. I want dad rock.
Do you want dad rock?
Dad Come rock.
On. Yeah, less sad rock. More dad rock.
dad more dad rock. Rock.
Not sad rock.
So we were talking a little bit about some of your favorite places. And we came up with...
oh, yeah. So we do. We like to try it. This is a new segment, a one-star review of places that maybe we, you know, we try to ask our guests or even like we've done it. But we think one-star reviews are hilarious because people just get like furious at the most beautiful aspects of life, which is sad. It's like sad rock.
It is like sad rock.
It's very sad rock.
But Andy mentioned Muir Woods, which is in San Francisco. It's a very beautiful place. It's got fucking redwoods, and it's...
I don't know, man. I left a review for that place. It's not the best.
It's not. I knew that there would be a one-star review because I left it. That's why.
There was... So we decided to look up some one-star reviews of Muir Woods.
Which, if you haven't been, mayhaps we should describe it.
That's true.
Muir Woods is absolutely beautiful. It's just it's a small park. It really isn't huge, but it's just north of San Francisco. Just tremendous redwoods, and you get to walk around. It has like a little path, and you see just... It's like the first time in California before you go like way up north that you get to see these tremendous redwoods, and it's just like awe-inspiring. I mean, you don't see trees like that anywhere else, but like, you know, the northern...
The Pacific Northwest. Yeah. Like, that's where their keynote
is, so... It's absolutely stunning, and it's something that John Muir founded it and stuff like that. So, it's just something that you definitely should check out if you love nature or hiking, or
if you're just a human being who appreciates beauty. You know, go fuck yourself.
Or if you're really into trees.
Yeah,
really into trees.
Really.
Like sexually.
Like if trees give you what? You know. Never mind. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I apologize.
So there's some reviews on that people didn't like. One's titled "Go Somewhere Else." My latest trip to Muir Woods was on a Monday. It was 11 a.m. Parking lots were full. Since there are several other similar parks north and south of San Francisco, going there, it was crowded. Simply sucks. You have to go. You don't have to go there.
Thank you for letting me know that I don't have to go there.
Right.
I appreciate that.
I like that they felt the need to qualify that it was a Monday too.
Right.
Like, this is, and it should have been
Monday, 11 a.m. No luck at Muir Woods.
Muir Woods, parking lot full capacity.
Don't bother.
He probably live tweeted that.
Yeah, probably. For sure.
Gots to.
Another one titled, "It Probably Is Beautiful."
I don't know. I'm blind. Go fuck yourself.
I'm sure this is a beautiful place. I wouldn't know. We drove there on a weekday. Again, it just, I guess, want to specify when they went. Beautiful winding drive. Arrived to find no parking. So most people just complain about the parking, which,
is irrelevant to the fact.
I guess that's fair, but was there any overflow parking? I don't know.
I kind of like to think that this person just never went there.
Which
makes me want to start writing one-star speculative reviews
of
places I've never been to.
That's pretty much what this is.
Branson.
Old people.
we were in Glenwood Springs, and we didn't get to go to Hanging Lake because the parking lot was full. Imagine we like write a review like, yeah, it would have been nice if we had gone.
Right.
Like, how is that at all like qualifying me to write a review?
I think the experience is necessary to give a proper review.
Non-review reviews.
This is one. It's titled the first half of the sentence, and then it continues to finish the sentence. If you have never seen a tree before, ... then I guess I could see why this place gets the rave reviews.
If you've seen one, you've seen them all.
Right.
Oh, my God.
I always say that about wonders of the world.
I also want to meet the person who's never seen a tree. Like, show me that man. I'm curious to what he's doing.
If you've seen a tree before, you've seen trees. Get over it.
Get over it.
When I was there, actually, it's funny. Like, there was a must have been a family from, like, Jersey. And this lady's walking around in platform flip-flops. Which
Spice
I didn't even
Girl,
know existed.
Spice Girl
As
era.
You do.
Yes.
I didn't even know existed.
Those are called vacation shoes.
Yeah.
And she walks up. She's like, what is this, a tree? What does this tell you how old the tree is with the rings? It's pretty nice. I like that. It's a tree.
What is this, a tree?
There's a 100% chance she was from New Jersey.
Yeah.
Come on.
We speculate she was, but we know for sure she was.
That's awesome.
She's like, what is this, a tree? Tell you how old the tree is? All right. That's a pretty big tree.
Our joke is to go to national parks and like joke, like we are looking at the Grand Canyon. It's like, yeah, this is really nice. I gotta go. I got a pizza in the oven. Okay, I gotta go. It's always New York.
Pretty nice.
You know.
Why did you put a pizza in the oven before you left for a vacation?
Have you been? It's clearly
insurance
burned.
Fraud. Right, obviously. Yeah.
He was making a pizza, but he was in Arizona. I don't know. He's from Jersey. It doesn't make any sense.
He's from Jersey, you know? Skis in his jeans.
Skis in his jeans.
Come on! So back to Calder's. Calder's Revolvers.
Calder's.
Which you should all check out. You guys have had some good press recently. You guys
have
for
we?
Sure.
We got nominated for the Westward
Music Showcase.
Music Showcase.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it the rock blues category?
Which is funny because I think we've changed categories.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, looked at the band and then vote for them because they're fucking awesome.
Do it.
And then the other thing was you just played South by Southwest, right?
Yes.
How was that?
If you haven't been to South by Southwest, it's awesome.
We
awesome.
Have jobs, so we haven't been. I'm just joking. Yeah. I know. No. No, musicians Ouch. Are exempt. Ouch. Musicians are exempt. The people who go are different.
Right.
No, it was super fun.
That's awesome. Awesome.
I mean, the show, honestly, the show is kind of whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, you're like one of 5,000 bands playing, so it's kind of hard.
But I mean, that looks good. You played South by Southwest.
Well, yeah, and we just mostly did it for the experience of going out of state.
Right.
And, you know, because we haven't ever played out of state before. Or really
That's
anywhere
crazy. The first time was South by Southwest. Yeah. That's great.
So, we decided it would be fun to do. And
yeah.
One of the guys in our band has some relatives down there, and I have some relatives down there. So
oh, cool. Like, so you made like a whole trip on social
media. Yeah, I mean, that was,
like
so we saw people and then hung out and went to a bunch of shows and
and
ate a lot of barbecue.
Yeah.
And drank a lot of Lone Stars.
Nice. Any bands you found there that like you hadn't heard of that like impressed you or anything like that?
No.
Or stood out to you. It doesn't have to be a good thing.
What are your one star reviews of the
yeah,
other bands?
Yeah, let's get one star reviews of the other bands.
Oh man, there's a lot. There's a lot of dudes.
Because there's some interesting shit
that goes.
There's
a lot of dudes that rap on the street.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's pretty...
They try to hand you their demo?
Well, not even that. Like, they're rap, like they'll just rap without a backing track. There were some dudes doing that, and I was like, guys, you mean you could do a little better?
At least get somebody who's going to backtrack.
What's your name? What's your name? I'm going to write a rap about your name right now.
So there's like, you know, there's a lot of that like sort of busking kind of stuff.
Okay,
happening
around. Of course.
And then, I don't know, man, we saw a lot of... Actually, we saw this like this band that described themselves as rock and roll in the style of New Jersey.
Okay,
which, it was this mom
which delivered on its advertisement. It was,
they were
actually kind of
on.
Funny. It was like if The Boss, you know, it was like played punk rock. That's pretty much what it was.
Okay,
so they were like a punk rock band that would just have like a bitchin' saxophone solo in the bridge, and you were like, hell yeah, all right,
some Springsteen punk. All right,
yeah,
that was kind of a weird one. We saw this band that actually I'd been at a festival that they were at before, but I didn't see them. And it's totally one of those bands that like the, you know, worst name for the band. They're called Diarrhea Planet.
Oh, I've heard about familiar.
Them. Yeah. Yeah. So we saw them and they were actually pretty cool.
They're from where I'm from.
I actually read, I was reading reviews on something like live shows,
they're
just looking up
popular.
Stuff.
Yeah, they are quite popular.
They're like number one on like live shows to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I hadn't seen them before. We were at a festival. We were at the Governor's Ball.
Okay.
Last year and they played there and we didn't end up seeing them, but.
But you saw them at South by Southwest.
Yeah, so we saw them there. And then another really cool band that we saw was from, I think they're from Missouri or Tennessee. I think they're from Nashville, actually, called Pooh Hole.
all the
not like the hole, but like, like the gentleman of the name, Albert Pujol, Pujol.
Oh, God.
I love
or,
it.
Maybe it was pronounced Pujol.
Pujol.
But I assumed it was, you know, based off the gentleman of the same name.
So, like, did they have, like, all these, like, fecal-themed bands playing in a single stage together? Because that's what I really want to see.
They did play on the same stage. I didn't see who was in between them.
Yeah, all the shit's on that stage.
Yeah. And then they're like, hey. And then they turn around to the side, it says Diarrhea Planet. Like, oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Hey.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's just really in right now. Like, poop bands are just in.
Poop
right
bands.
Now.
Poop bands are hot right now, you guys. Poop bands.
Sad rock, dad rock, poop bands.
Yeah. Catching up.
Bands. Those guys are pretty cool. But I can't remember. We saw a lot of weird bands. And a lot of it. You know, you're kind of, you've been out in the sun and drinking a little bit.
Yeah.
You see
dehydrated.
A band and you're just kind of like, I forgot who a lot of them were. I saw a lot of things I enjoyed.
That's awesome, though, that you guys played. Any shows coming up that you want to plug, like, that you're playing?
Yeah. We have this is a weird gig, but we're playing May. Oh, God. How many days are in May?
30? 30th?
I think it's the 30th.
Okay. Is it a Saturday?
Yeah.
Then it's the 30th.
Hey, that sounds good. It's the 30th, May 30th. There's a new distillery opening up, like in Arvada.
Oh, neat.
I think it's called Rado, R-A-D-O.
Okay.
Or Rado, which I just suddenly realized is the end of Colorado.
Oh, so probably.
That just blew my mind.
I just got my
mind
exploded above my head.
Yeah. My mind grapes. yeah, so we're playing there, and that's like a free thing. We just
come
and hang out and drink delicious things. And I think we're playing, you know, like 7 to 9 or something like that kind of thing. And then We have another really weird show in July.
Okay.
We're playing at a library.
Nice.
Oh, fun.
Up north.
Okay. You guys are kind of loud for a library, but
well, it's this thing's kind of weird.
Is there's it a, after hours?
It is. Well, there's actually like a cool library system up there called the Anythink Libraries. Or I'm sorry, libraries. So if you're into books and
strawberries, libraries.
Yeah. Boysenberries.
Boysenberries.
It's that one would be kind of cool. That's July 10th. Okay. It's like an outdoor thing, and they have a big outdoor stage festival sort of thing. And then it's like the same deal. We just basically play all night kind of thing. And
right.
As part of the summer concert series.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll definitely have to get a show again together soon. Cause
yeah, we're kind of dry through the end of June and July.
Having a dry run.
And we're starting to get back into booking shows. One of the guys in our band has had a kid. So,
oh, okay.
He's the first one. So it's been... like we're just like, do we still do stuff?
Yeah.
How do we?
Well, obviously,
can you leave your home?
The baby should be in the band now. Dad rock.
Yeah, you bring him in early. Get him that ukulele.
You're getting that
get
dad rock.
It's a circle of life.
But like the tissue box that you like bring the rubber bands around it, stick like the little what do you call it? The paper towel roll in it. You make your own. Was I the only one who made that in camp? You went to jazz camp. You didn't make that shit.
We played real instruments at jazz camp.
I'm from the poor south.
Well, he did say the cardboard ukulele, so that's kind of in the same vein.
Yeah, I assumed.
So that pretty much wraps it up. We used to do, try to do half-hour shows.
Hey.
And this was fun.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
We'll put up some information about callers.
Yeah,
and,
check us out on all
we'll
the
put up a song.
Stuff.
Is there a name of a song you want to put up? Or?
I'll check out a new demo track.
Okay, cool.
So sure. It ain't even on an album yet.
All right,
but
nice.
It will be.
But you'll hear it here, guys.
Soon. Yeah, check it out.
All right, cool. So
it doesn't have a title yet.
That's all right.
So name it. Name it.
It's your job to name it.
Yep.
Put it. Twitter us.
I'm just going to let you know I'm already going to name it Poo Rock, so.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Thanks,
guys.
Thanks, Annie Schneider, for being on.
Thank you, Calder's Revolvers.
Go check out his band, Calder's Revolvers, because they're fucking awesome. And support the local Denver music scene.
Have a good one.
Have a good night, everybody.
Bye.